USA Radio News.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is reassuring parents that if the teachers' unions get their way and return to online schooling, he will make sure they have the proper resources. Ducey has created a program for families who meet income requirements to be eligible for up to $7,000 in child care, school-coordinated transportation, online tutoring, and school tuition. In related news, President Joe Biden announced he's investing more to fight COVID-19.
With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up. So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it.
Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits starting next week. And the CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Apple is now worth $3 trillion.
Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
1,000 sexual abuse victims of a University of Michigan sports doctor would get a window to sue the school for damages under pending bills in the state legislature. Under bills announced Tuesday, victims of the late Dr. Robert Anderson would have 30 days to sue, regardless of the statute of limitations. The U.S. government announced it arrested one of the main suspects in the killing of Haiti's president and charged him with conspiracy to commit murder or kidnapping outside the United States. Mario Antonio Palacios, a 43-year-old former Colombian soldier, was also charged with providing material support resulting in death. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An NFL team is set to unveil a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Investigators looking into the cause of a massive wildfire in Colorado that forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people are focusing on a property owned by a sect called 12 Tribes. The Boulder County Sheriff said the property owned by 12 Tribes has become the target of the investigation after ruling out a downed power line theory. Witnesses reported seeing a structure on fire on its property moments before the blaze spread. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is suing the Biden administration to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for the Texas National Guard, saying it contradicts his own order against punishing guardsmen who refuse a COVID-19 shot. The lawsuit comes after Abbott told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin he will not impose a vaccine mandate on Texas National Guardsmen. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.